This is Weston Eckloff standing outside the Marsh for Science, and I'm here with, what is your name, sir?
Christopher Rathweg.
Christopher Rathweg, and for our listeners who can't see what you're wearing, what are you donning today at the Marsh for Science?
I am in my caveman outfit.
All right, why did you come today, decide to come today dressed as a caveman?
Because cavemen are confused about science, but I think it's better if we were, I think we should get beyond being cavemen.
Beyond being cavemen.
Yeah.
And do you believe that with Trump in the office right now, we're heading towards that path?
I think we're stepping back to make cave great again.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
And what do you hope gets accomplished today with your participation along with the thousands of other people out here?
People are loving this outfit, and that only shows that they think that we're heading in the wrong direction.
All right. Well, Mr. Caveman, thank you for interviewing with me.
My pleasure.
Science, not silence! Science, not silence!
I'm here on the March for Science with Nurses for Science.
We're excited to be representing the Wynn College of the Wynn Conference, yes. Western Institute of Nursing Research, and we support science.
All right. And what made you ladies want to come out here today?
We have been preparing for this for many months. We came after Women's March. As doctorally prepared nurses, we do science in our daily life. We see the importance of it for health and for the society, and that's why we come here to support it.
As nurses, personally, without science, what do you think would be what would be the detriment to the entire earth?
Without science, I think the healthcare and the health of individuals just will go in the ages of dark ages. So we definitely need science to move forward and make people's lives healthier.
All right. More importantly, what do you ladies all hope to accomplish today by participating in the march?
Here. We hope that we recognize more research in many different areas. Science is important to make progress for our future.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
I'm walking in the March of Science, and I'm here with
Shari Van Pelt.
Shari Van Pelt, who's been very vocal in the march out here and not afraid to get a chance started.
I am not.
Shari, could you tell the listeners why you're here today?
Because I believe in Mother Earth and like this, and science, for goodness sake, and the ridiculousness of the administration that's saying it's not real. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I feel so strongly about it, and I'm 60 years old next week.
All right. So what do you hope to accomplish here today by participating in the March for Science?
Oh, thank you for asking. I hope that we are showing the world, our country, the man in D.C., mm-hmm. that this is important. This is, we care.